Welcome to the WABE Medical Minute. I'm Jim Burris. Dr. Ford Vox, our medical analyst, joins me from his office. And Dr. Vox, we've been talking about various natural products and supplements recently. Those industries are vast, and one term thrown around in that context is nutraceutical. So what exactly is a nutraceutical, and is that different than a supplement?
It's not really that different. These are marketing terms, not medical terms. Supplement is kind of bland sounding, and it certainly has gotten a beating over the years as various companies have sold low quality or contaminated supplements or made, frankly, nutty claims. Nutraceutical is kind of a fresh start in that respect. And while any company can certainly use the term, the original intent behind the term is for food ingredients that are kind of dosed to prevent or treat health conditions, whether vague like low energy level or specific like arthritis. Even your bottle of vitamin water bought from the Chevron station with all sorts of claims about mood and energy level on the label, that's a nutraceutical.
This must be a sizable market.
Approximately $200 billion last year worldwide.
And clearly every penny of that is money well spent.
A good one, Jim. Certainly most of that money is a big waste. But a lot of excellent scientists are now involved in the work of developing evidence-based nutraceuticals. Money is most definitely still a factor. These scientists are often partners in private companies, or they're working under research grants from pharma and food companies who are hoping the work is going to lead to blockbuster products. But that doesn't necessarily mean they aren't doing important work.
And you have an important one to share with us, a mixture of amino acids and blueberries?
Yeah, so this is a mix of tryptophan, tyrosine, and blueberry juice. In the study, these ingredients were taken separately to better study their effects, but the goal is ultimately to create one nutraceutical. The idea behind them is to tamp down a particular enzyme in the brain called monoamine oxidase A. This enzyme chews up and breaks down serotonin, norepinephrine, and dopamine. Those three signaling molecules do many things in the brain, but certainly among them is helping you maintain a positive mood. The body converts tryptophan to serotonin, tyrosine is used to make norepinephrine and dopamine, and the ingredients in blueberry juice counteract the oxidizing effects of the monoamine oxidase A.
Then who's drinking this blueberry blues buster?
Well, you've certainly heard of postpartum depression. That's clinical depression that can set in up to a year after giving birth. It's common enough that it affects 1 in 9 new mothers. But most don't. On the other hand, 75% of new mothers will experience the so-called postpartum blues for a few days towards the end of the first week following birth, peaking at day 5. These are milder symptoms of low mood that don't rise to the diagnosis of depression. And right as this is happening, the levels of monoamine oxidase A are spiking in the brain, again bringing down those serotonin, norepinephrine, and dopamine levels. Women whose postpartum blues are particularly severe seem to be more likely to go on to develop true postpartum depression.
And this nutraceutical really works for the postpartum blues?
Well, it did in this trial, which wasn't a perfect trial because the new mothers knew what they were taking. So there's going to be some placebo effect here. But women who took the supplement for 3 days, starting 3 days after giving birth, had hardly any postpartum blues. The researchers plan to run a properly placebo-controlled trial next. This study was published in the top-shelf Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.
Thanks, Dr. Vox. An important concern for new mothers and their families may soon have a tasty solution. We'll see you next week.